弟兄姊妹朋友们平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
实际礼拜六来聚会挺不容易的。
To be able to come on a Saturday morning is probably not easy for you.
大家都辛苦了一周的时间，礼拜六都应该睡个懒觉，在家里要 relax 一下。
And usually after a long week of work, Saturday morning is a good time to catch up on your sleep and to relax a little bit.
所以大家都愿意来参加这样的聚会，对我也是很大的鼓励。
And to be able to see all the brothers and sisters here, it is indeed a great encouragement for me.
求主帮助我们。
And may God strengthen us.
有这样的时间，我们都能够在圣灵的感动下。
And that?
在学习神的话语。
And that through his help, that through the moving of the Holy Spirit, we can gather here together to learn from his word.
那么今天第二堂我给大家分享的信息就是信心与行为。
And today for the second session, I would like to share with brothers and sisters this topic, and it is faith and work.
因为圣经哈是非常博大精深的。
And we know that the scripture is filled with knowledge.
好像有些教导哈，好像似乎是本身有点矛盾似的。
And it seems like there are teachings that seem to conflict with one another.
你看，我们首先来看关于信心和行为的一段经文。
So let's look at some of the verses.
是在罗马书的第三章二十八节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 28.
那保罗说，所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信。不在乎遵循律法。
Romans chapter 3 verse 28 states, For we maintain that the law, that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law.
这是保罗讲的因信称义非常重要的基督教的一个基本的真理。
And one of the most basic doctrines of Christian faith is that we are justified by faith.
也就是说一个人要成为基督徒，一个人要在上帝面前成为义，不是靠自己的行为。
In other words, for a person to become a Christian, to be justified by before God is not through his own works or his own behavior.
一个人要被上帝称为义，要成为上帝的儿女，靠的就是愿意信上帝，能够悔改归向上帝。
To be called righteous or to become a child of God, a person needs just to believe in Christ.
这个是基督教信仰和别的宗教信仰很大的一个区别。
And this is the main difference between Christianity and all the other worldly religions.
别的宗教告诉你啊，你如果行善，你积德做好事，将来你就可以上天堂了。
Other religions teach us that if you are willing to do good works, then you can earn your way into heaven.
基督教说不行。
But Christianity says no.
因为当始祖亚当夏娃犯罪以后，我们每一个人都是罪人，在上帝的眼。
Because when the original man, when Adam sinned, every one of us now has that sin.
那有罪的人，在上帝的眼里就是黑暗的，是污秽的，是不洁的。
A sinner before the face of God is one that is unclean and unworthy.
而上帝是公义的，是圣洁的，是光明的。
But God Himself is righteous. He is good and He is the light.
如果这个罪拿不掉，人和上帝之间就没办法重新和好。
So if we do not remove sin, then a man cannot be reconciled with God.
我们可以做三件五件的好事，不能永远做好事不犯罪。
We can do three or maybe five good deeds, but it doesn't guarantee that we will never sin.
人有罪就不能够见上帝。
For if a man is unholy, he cannot see the Holy God.
这是基督教信仰非常重要的一点。
This is one of the main basic doctrines of Christianity.
我们要成为基督徒，不仅要认识到上帝就是这样公义圣洁的这一位独一的真上帝。
Not only to be a Christian, not only means that we need to recognize that God is the only God, is a righteous God.
而且要认识到我们每个人都是罪人。
But also another thing is that we need to recognize that we ourselves are sinners.
需要被神拯救。
That we need to be saved.
是只有这两个方面都有很清楚的认识，我们才可能成为基督徒。
And only when we understand both sides of the salvation equation can we be saved.
所以没有一个人可以靠着自己的行为从最终脱离出来。
And that is why nobody can ever use through his own works be saved.
是因为主耶稣说，凡犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
Because Paul wrote, Jesus said, that whoever sins is now a slave to sin.
我们已经被罪奴役住了，没有不犯罪的自由了。
And if we are a slave to sin, we have no freedom to not sin.
所以圣经说，时常行善而不犯罪的义人，世上实在没有。
So that's why the scripture tells us that one that who has never sinned does not exist.
我们可以做三件五件的好事，但是不能永远做好事不犯罪。
We can do some good deeds, but it doesn't mean that we are forever, we will never sin again.
我们可能今天做好事，明天就做坏事。
Today we might do some good deeds, but tomorrow we will sin.
当面做好事，背后就做坏事。
Or maybe we just do something good right now, we turn around and we do something bad.
别人虽然不知道，上帝都知道。
Even though other people might not know, but God himself does know.
你们年长一点，从大陆来的，可能知道毛泽东讲过一句话。
And for some of you, brothers that come from, mainland China, you know that, Mao Zedong once said this.
毛泽东说过一句，他说，一个人做一件好事，并不难。
And what Chairman Mao said was that a person that has done one good thing is not difficult.
难的是一辈子做好事，不做坏事。几十年如一日，这才是最难最难的。
It says the most difficult part of life is to continue to do good deeds on a daily basis for over decades and never do anything bad. This is the hardest part to achieve.
不管怎么样评价毛泽东，起码这句话讲的是对。
It doesn't matter how you view Mao Zedong as, but this, what he said is true.
包括他在内，他也是人，而且他也是一个罪人。
Including himself, that he himself is a man and he himself is a sinner.
所以我们人没有办法从罪里自己走出来。
So the problem is that for men, we cannot walk out of sin ourselves.
我们才需要上帝的救恩。
And that is why we need the salvation that comes from God.
如果我们自己能够得救，我们就不需要上帝了。
If we can save ourselves, then why do we need God?
所以就在这个基础上，保罗讲，所以我们看定了。人称义是因着信，不在乎遵循律法。
And that is why Paul writes that man is justified by faith and not through works, apart from the law.
所以保罗讲什么呢？律法的功用是什么？律法的功用是叫人知罪。
So what does Paul say in terms of what is the purpose of the law? The law, purpose of the law is so that we will know that we have sinned.
没有律法以前，我们犯了罪还不知道那是罪。
Without the law, we would not know that we are with sin.
有了律法以后，我们就知道很多地方我们都不能够按照上帝的律法去做，是我们犯了罪。
But after knowing the law, we realize that apart from Jesus, we cannot live a life that is that fulfills the law.
而且律法的另外一个作用是什么？让我们知道我们人自己行不出全律法来。
And the other purpose of the law is that we ourselves will understand that even through our own efforts, we cannot fulfill the entire law.
所以保罗讲，你如果想靠行律法的称义，最后的结果是什么？被咒诅。
And that is why Paul says that cursed is the man who tries to fulfill all the law himself.
不是说行律法本身不好。
And what he's saying is not that it's not good. It is bad to try to obey the law.
而是在于我们行不出全律法来。
But the problem is that we cannot fulfill the entire book of law.
犯一条就是犯了众条。
If you break one law, you're breaking all the laws.
所以想靠行律法称义，结果一定称不了义，而是最后是要被咒诅。
And so if you try to obtain righteousness through the obedience of all laws, at the very end you will be cursed.
所以按照保罗的观点，人有了律法，人知道自己有罪。
And that is why Paul says that once you have the law, you know that you are a sinner.
而且让我们知道我们自己靠自己行不出全律法来。
And we can recognize that through our own ability, we will never fulfill the law.
最后的结果是什么？
And what is the end result?
一定是受到上帝的惩罚。
And that is that we will suffer the consequences and the punishment from God.
所以保罗最后就得一个结论。
So Paul comes with this conclusion.
说律法就是一个迅猛的师父。
So the law is like a teacher.
他把我们带到律法以外，带到耶稣基督的面前来寻求恩典，寻求拯救。
It takes us out of the law, but rather brings us before Christ to find the way. Because we come to the conclusion and understanding that we ourselves cannot fulfill the law. And we cannot do it ourselves. And that we cannot run away from the curse or the suffering or the punishment of God. Then what should we do? And so what is that we can do? Is that we need to go away from the umbrella of the law, but come before Christ to find our salvation. And this is the basic doctrine of what salvation is. That today we are saved because of the grace of God.
是基督教非常重要的一个教义。
And one of the most basic doctrines of Christianity is that we are justified by faith and faith alone.
这个是保罗的书信里边，包括甚至在旧约圣经，大家还记得亚伯拉罕？我今天一会儿还会讲亚伯拉罕信神，怎么会信呢？他为什么会得救？也是因为相信上帝。
And not only is this a teaching that is found throughout the writings of Paul, but if we look back into the Old Testament, we will see that even in the life of Abraham, how, and we will be talking about Abraham, is how he was justified before God.
但是从另一方面，我们从雅各书里边，好像雅各谈的又不太一样。
However, if we look at the book of James, we see that James' teaching seems to contradict what Paul wrote.
我们来看一段经文。
So let's look at a passage.
这是在雅各书的第二章21节到24节。
And this is found in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 21 through verse 24.
雅各说，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？可见信心与他的行为并行，而且信心因的行为才得成全。 这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，神就算为他的义，又得称为神的朋友。这样看来，人称义不是因的，是因的行为，不是单因的信。James
chapter 2 verse 21, was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his action were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was made complete, and the scripture was fulfilled that said, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by what he does, and not by faith alone.
So you see, Paul is saying, man's faith is in the faith, not in the works, not in the deeds.
So Paul maintains that we are justified by faith and apart from the law.
但是雅各讲，亚伯拉罕把他的儿子献上，他不就是因行为的称义吗？
But here James says, when Abraham offered up his son on the altar, wasn't he justified by his works?
那这样一看，好像保罗的教导和雅各的教导就不太一样了。
And it seems like there's a difference in terms of the teaching of Paul versus the teaching of James.
所以很多所谓过去19世纪兴起的那种圣经批判学。
So in the 19th century, there's a lot of scholars that criticize the Bible.
他们把圣经只当作是一本人写的书。
They treat the Bible as something that is written by men.
用他们的理性来分析来批判圣经，哪些是合理的，哪些是错误的。
And through their own understanding, their own logic, they try to determine what is written by God and what is written by men.
他们就认为保罗的书信和雅各的书信是彼此对立的。
And so they believe that what Paul wrote versus what James wrote was contradictory.
保罗讲因信称义讲得太极端了。
For Paul to say that we are justified by faith is to one extreme.
所以雅各就稍微要来补充一下，来纠一下偏。你单单靠信心还不够，还是要加上行为的。
And so that is why James had to add something to the teaching of Paul, and saying that in addition to faith, you also have to add works.
就把保罗的思想和雅各的思想对立起来。And
what they did was they tried to make a conflict between the teaching of Paul versus the teaching of James.
那如果这两个观念是对立的，起码有一个是错的，对不对？
So if they have contradicting thoughts, then one of them must be wrong.
或者两个都是错的。
Or maybe both of them are wrong.
那圣经就有很多错误。
Then that means the scripture is full of error.
这就是当初的高等批判带来的东西。
And this is what happens when you have critical, criticism on the scripture.
但是我们知道圣经是上帝所默示的。
But we know that the scripture is breathed by God.
它是虽然是靠人的语言写下来的。
Even though it was written by men.
但是这些人在写圣经的时候完全是在圣灵的掌控下保证他们写下的是上帝要他们说的话。
However, when they were penning these writings, they themselves were moved by the Holy Spirit, and therefore it was in accordance to the will of God.
所以保罗的思想因信称义，雅各的靠行为，这个中间表面上看来是好像是矛盾的。
So from an external appearance, it seems like the teaching of Paul and the teaching of James were contradictory.
但是如果我们深入的了解保罗的思想和雅各的思想，我们会发现实际他们是同一个真理的两个不同的方面。
However, if we go in depth and look at the teaching of Paul and the teaching of James, we will realize that it is the two sides of the truth.
这就是我们讲的所谓的二力相背啊 ，paradox。就好像表面上是矛盾的，实际呢，它是一致的，同一个真理的两个方面。
So this is why we would say that is like a paradox, but it is the two sides of the truth.
那我们今天就来看一看保罗的因信称义和雅各讲的行为称义之间，他们是怎么样能够被互补的。
So let us see how today, as we study this, let's see whether and how the justified by faith, which is Paul's writing, and justified by works, which is James' writing, how they complement each other.
实际雅各讲的没有行为的信就是死的这个观点，我昨天晚上已经讲过。
And last night I already shared with brothers and sisters that James' teaching that a faith without works is dead.
就是基督教必须要借着基督徒他的崭新的伦理道德来展示这个信仰的真实性。
That Christianity can only be shared, the truth of Christianity can only be seen through the renewed life of Christians.
但我们既然是信一批信上帝的人，
and since we are a group of believers,
我们有圣灵进驻的人，
and that there's an inflow in the Holy Spirit,
当然我们的行事为人，我们的世界观、价值观、道德观，就要和没有圣灵的人要不一样。
So therefore, our worldview, our viewpoint, our behavior should be different from the world today.
要有更高更好的道德观。
It should have a higher morality.
所以你看马太福音，当施洗约翰出来传福音的时候，就告诉他们，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。啊，马太福音三章八节。
In Matthew chapter 3 verse 8, it says that produce fruits in keeping with repentance.
那悔改不是只是在口头上的，一定要通过悔改，你要带出实际的改悔改的行为来。就昨天我讲的，像撒该那个税吏长一样。
So to repent is not just saying that I am wrong or I'm sorry, but rather it needs to produce an action, just as I shared yesterday about Zacchaeus.
而且主耶稣也勉励我们，每一个相信他、跟随他的人，就应该成为世界的光、世界的盐。
And just as Christ Himself taught us that anybody that believes in Him shall be the salt and the light of this world.
是整本新约圣经也是这样教导的。
And this is a teaching that is continuous through the New Testament.
实际包括保罗在内，保罗非常的强调因信称义的教义。
And even Paul himself believes that, even though he himself teaches that we are justified by faith.
但在使徒行传的二十六章十九节，他是亚基帕王。讲话的时候做见证的时候他曾经是这样说过，他说亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象，先在大马色后在耶路撒冷劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
And so that is why when Paul was talking to King Agrippa he says,I was not disobedient to the vision of heaven, first to those in Damascus, and then to those in Jerusalem, and all Judea. And to the Gentiles also, I preach that they shall repent, and turn to God, and prove their repentance by their deeds.
所以保罗虽然他在强调因信称义，但是他没有忽略到真正因信称义的人，他应该有他的好的行为来和他的因信称义这个信要相称起来。
So even though Paul teaches that we are justified by faith, but he does not neglect the fact that the faith produces works.
然后我们现在具体来看看，亚伯拉罕信神，神就称他为义啊，这是雅各讲的。那他是亚伯拉罕信神是怎么样因信称义的呢？
And so now we're going to look at it a little bit, and we're going to see how is it that James says that it is through the actions of Abraham that he was considered righteousness. So how is it possible that he became righteous?
创世纪的十五章六节，圣经说亚伯拉罕因信神，神就称他为义。
So in Genesis 15 verse 6, it says that it is because he believed, so therefore he was credited with righteousness.
我们不知道亚伯兰因信称义在什么时间。
We do not know at what age that Abraham was considered righteous.
但是我们知道亚伯兰被上帝从东边的乌尔呼召出来进入迦南地的时候，他离开他的本乡本土是75岁啊，这个是圣经记载的。
But we do know that in the book of Genesis that Abraham was called out from his homeland when he was 75 years old.
那么他圣经说他是亚伯拉罕因信神，神就称他为义。这个经文是在亚伯拉罕有了第一个孩子以实玛利以前。
And for Abraham to be called that he was justified or called righteous before God was before he had his first son, Ishmael.
那么以他生这个亚夏甲生以实玛利的时候，亚伯拉罕多少岁呢？85岁。
It was at the age of 85 that he had Ishmael with Hagar.
所以亚伯拉罕因信神，神就称他为义，应该是发生在他75岁到85岁这个期间。
So we know that probably between the age of 75 and the age of 85 was when he was credited with righteousness.
那么然后讲到亚伯拉罕献以撒。
And then we talk about that Abraham offering up Isaac.
亚伯拉罕有了以撒是什么时候？
And at what age did Abraham have Isaac?
100岁。
At the age of 100.
那么这个时候讲那个时候以撒就可以和亚伯拉罕一起走3天的路程到那个山上帝指定的山上去献祭。
And we know that Isaac at that age was able to walk at least 3 days with Abraham to the mountain to offer up an offering.
经文没有说那个时候以撒多少岁数。
The Bible doesn't record how old Isaac was.
但我想不会太小，如果2、3岁哪能走3天的路啊。
But we do know that he's probably not a toddler.
所以我们如果估计那个时候以撒大概10岁左右。
But assume that he is about 10 years old.
那么那个时候亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，他的岁数，亚伯拉罕的岁数应该在110岁左右。
So then probably at the time in which Isaac was offered on the altar, Abraham was probably about 110 years old.
你看大家就看见有两个争议了哈，一个是亚伯拉罕在86岁以前他的因信称义，他已经称义了，但是在86岁以前。
So if you look at this, you will see that between the age of 75 and 85, it was when he was credited with righteousness.
但是雅各又讲，亚伯拉罕因献上他的儿子以撒，因行为称义在什么时候呢？在他110岁左右。
But at the age of 110, he was justified by works.
你看，这就出现了两个称义。
And here we see justification by faith and justification by
works. 而且这两个争议之间相差了几十年的时间。
And there was a difference of about 20 years.
所以我们就知道这两个争议的含义一定不同。
So therefore we understand this, the definition of justification probably differs.
因为同一个人不可能称两次争议。
Because the same person can't be justified twice.
啊，所以我们就下边再来具体来看。
So we'll continue to study this.
所以保罗强调的是因信称义这个道理，是强调了基督的作为和信心的关系。
So what Paul is emphasizing is the work of Christ compared to faith.
但是雅各强调的是什么呢？是信徒的作为和信心的关系。
But here what James teaches is the work of the work of a believer in relationship to faith.
也就是说，保罗讲因信称义是在传扬上帝的怜悯和救赎。
So therefore, when Paul writes that we are justified by faith, he is saying that it is through the salvation, it is talking about God's salvation and mercy.
所以一个人他只要真心愿意悔改，愿意归向上帝，愿意相信上帝，他就可以被主耶稣的宝血洁净，白白的在上帝面前称义。
So if a person is willing to repent, is willing to turn back, is willing to believe in God, will accept God, then he can.He is called righteous before God.
所以这个讲到了上帝的工作，上帝的恩典，借着人的信心就可以成就在人的身上。
And it talks about the work of God, about the mercy of God, that is through our faith, then we can come before God.
但是雅各讲的是讲人应该尽的本分。
But James writes about what is it that man's responsibility is.
一个真正相信上帝的人，
If a person truly believes in Christ,
他的信心一定要先于他的行为。
Then his faith must precede his behavior.
先有信心，然后有了行为。
He must have faith before he has one.
而且这个信心通过他的行为来成全，来展现在世人的面前。
And therefore the world sees the work that comes out of a person's faith in God.
所以大家看见这两个称义的含义是不同的。
So you can see that there is, seems to be a difference in terms of this justification.
亚伯拉罕因信称义以后，在创世纪的二十二章十八节，然后耶和华对他有个应许说，地上的万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
In Genesis 22:18, after Abraham offered Isaac on the altar, God said to him that this world will be blessed because of your future generation, because you have heard my word.
所以希伯来书十一章十七节也这样说，说亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候就把以撒献上，这便是那喜欢领受应许的将自己独生的儿子献上。
And that's why Hebrews 11 verse 17 it says by faith Abraham when God tested him offered Isaac as a sacrifice.He who received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son.
也就是说，按照希伯来书作者的意思，亚伯拉罕怎么会把他的儿子献上？他能够把儿子献上，是因为他首先先相信了上帝。
So according to the author of Hebrews, he says that the reason why Abraham was willing to offer up his son was because of the faith that was in him.
那我们读约书亚记的第二章，我们也看见那个妓女拿俄。
So if we continue in the book of James, chapter 2, 11 through verse 13, we see a prostitute, Rahab.
当时约书亚他们要攻打耶利哥城，不是先派一些探子到了迦南地去探吗？啊。
And we know that when Joshua was sending in the spies into Jericho to see what is going on,
那最后两个探子被迦南人所追赶，他们就逃到了这个妓女拉合的家里。
And these two spies were trying to hide, so they found a refuge in the prostitute Hagar's house.
那么妓女拉合把他们两个藏起来。
And Rahab hid them.
等这些追赶他的迦南人离开以后，放他们从另一条路上走了。
And after these people that were chasing after them, searching for them, after they have left, then they found, the spies were able to run away.
那么在约书亚记的第二章。就记载有这么一段经文，拉合对两个探子说，他说我们一听见这些事，就是当初出埃及进迦南耶和华上帝在以色列当中行的这些大事记载啊，我们一听见这些事心就消化了，因你们的缘故并无一人有胆气，耶和华你们的神本是天上地下的神，现在我既是恩待你们，求你们指着耶和华向我起誓，也要恩待我父家，并给我一个实在的证据，要救活我的父母、兄弟、姊妹和一切属他们的，拯救我们的性命不死。
So in the book of Joshua, chapter 2, verse 11 through verse 13, it records Rahab's response. And he says, when we heard of it, and this is talking about when these people heard of what God has done to these Israelites, he says, she continues by saying, our hearts melted and everyone's courage fails because of you. For the Lord your God is a God in heaven above and on earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death.
你看，从这段经文就很清楚地看到，基里拉和为什么敢冒着险去救这两个探子。
And here we can see why is it that Rahab was willing to take this risk to save these spies.
因为他已经认识到耶和华上帝是天上地下的上帝，不是单单是以色列的上帝。
Because she recognized that the Lord the God is the God in heaven and on earth, and not just the God of the Israelites.
他敬畏耶和华。
Because she revered God.
所以他才会冒着险去保护耶和华的子民。
That is why she was willing to risk everything to protect the people of God.
所以这种行为本身就是出于一种信心。
So this behavior comes out of faith.
所以希伯来书的作者说，十一章三十一节说，基尼拉和因着信成和和平平的接待探子，就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。
And that is why it's recorded in Hebrews 11, verse 31. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient.
当然，有时候我们谈到基尼拉和的行为，我看不同的解经书也有不同的解释。
And if we study the life of Rahab through various commentaries, we see that there are different opinions of her.
有人说基尼拉和虽然把探子救了，这也是耶和华应该奖赏他的。
It says that even though that she has saved the spies, and therefore God shall reward her,
但是她说了谎话。
But she lied.
她欺骗那些来追探子的人，所以她这一点她是犯罪，她要在上帝面前交代。
So therefore, because she lied to protect these spies, therefore one day she has to be responsible for what she has done.
我本人是不太同意这种解经的方法。
And I think it's kind of dangerous. I myself do not agree with it.
主耶稣确实是说过。
And indeed, our Lord Jesus did say,
是就说是。
If it is true, then say true.
不是就说不是。
Say no if it's not.
若再多说，就是出于他恶人。
And if you say anything extra, it is because of the deceiver.
其实讲得非常绝对的。
I think it's absolute.
但是这种关系应该是指我们一般的人际关系。
And this is talking about the normal relations between people.
但是不能把这种东西无限的推演到两个集团、两个国家之间的关系。
And you cannot necessarily expand this behavior to be the relationship between two nations or two groups of people.
你看当时的摩西或者是约书亚都派探子到迦南地区探地当地的情况。
Whether it's Moses or Joshua, they always send spies into the land to see what's going on.
他们摩西派出的探子去了迦南地四十天。
The spies that were sent out by Moses was in the promised land for 40 days.
一定会碰到很多迦南人啊。
And I'm sure they run into many Canaanites.
迦南人肯定不认识，你们从哪儿来的？
And the Canaanites will ask, "Hey, where did you guys come from?"
他们总不是说，哟，我们来探你们的。
They can't say we came to spy on you.
那不是把弟兄就被抓住了。
And if they did, they would probably be captured.
他总要教育一下吧，我们从外地来经商或者怎么样。你那个时候你要是说实话那就完蛋了。
And so therefore, they probably made up some kind of reasoning why they were in that land. Because if they told the truth, the exact truth at that time, then the consequence would be severe.
那么拉合对那个追赶那两个探子说，我没看见他们走，他们已经从别的路上走了。那这就是用这种方法来保护了这两个探子。
And so what Rahab did was saying that I saw them go out that way, but what she was doing was she was trying to protect these two spies.
如果这个追赶探子的人到了拉合家说，你看见这两个，哎，看见了，就在楼上就躲着呢。
What if these people that were chasing after the spies said, "Do you know where the spies are?" And Rahab said, "Yeah, I know. They're up in the upper room."
你说他还能把这两个探子救了吗？
Do you think that these spies will still be safe?
所以像这种敌对之间的关系就不能够完全用。主耶稣讲的完全说实话的办法去解决。
And so that's why when there are two groups of people or two nations that are in opposition to one another, then we cannot necessarily use the teaching of Jesus that says that be truthful to one another.
就像一个人受了伤，比如说腿啊受了很大的就重伤，他必须要把腿截肢才能保全他的生命。
And assume that you had a severe leg injury and then you need to sever off your leg.
Yeah, 所以把他的截肢了，把他腿锯掉了，他生命被保全了。
And in order to save this person's life, you have to sever off the leg.
那我们总不能说这个医生保全他的生命很好，但他把人家腿锯了，应该受惩罚。
And we can, in the same, with the same logic, we cannot say that the physician, in order to save his life, has to cut off his feet, cut off his leg. Therefore, he should be punished for cutting off his leg.
是像这些主耶稣教导的一些伦理道德的观念，我们一定还是要注意它应用的范围。
So therefore, when we look at the teachings of Jesus, we do need to understand when and where to utilize these teachings.
昨天我还在那个新式福音广播跟他们谈了一段关于饶恕的问题。
And yesterday I was sharing with some brothers about the concept of forgiveness.
也是一样。主耶稣讲，有人打你的右脸，你连左脸也转过来揉他打。
Because Jesus himself says that if somebody hits you in the right, then you need to turn around and let him hit on his left side.
这是我们很多基督徒一读到这儿就读不下去了。
And a lot of Christians, as we come across this verse, we can no longer obey that.
说我们这基督徒也太无能了吧。
And it says, as Christians, it's really despicable for us to do that.
他打了我的右脸，我不去打他的右脸就够了，我还把左脸转过去给他打。
And it says that he hit me and I don't hit back.That's already pretty good, but you're telling me that I need to turn around and let you hit me again?
实际话对这个打右脸转左脸给他打究竟按照应该按字面意思去理解还是说应该做一个比喻来理解
So when we look at this teaching that you are to turn the right, turn the left cheek after you get hit on the right cheek, should we take it literally?
单看当时的经文的上下文很难判断
But if you look at context, it might not even give you a clear direction.
但是我们联系整本圣经就容易判断。
But if you look at entire scripture, then you can understand.
大家知道最后主耶稣不是被他们捉拉以后哈，最后大祭司去审问主耶稣吗？
And we know that after Jesus himself was arrested, and the high priest came and questioned him.
在约翰福音十八章就记录有这么一段。
In John chapter 18, it records this.
这大祭司就来审问。耶稣的教训都说了一些什么让他要交代
In John chapter 18 the high priest asked what Jesus was what teaching what was the cause of this
主耶稣说我讲的这话都是在明处讲的啊，在会堂里在公众场合大家都听见的我私下并没有讲什么你要知道我讲的什么你就问这些听众就好了
And Jesus responded that what I have said I have always said in public in the synagogue so if you have any questions then you can ask what people have heard
这个时候一个大祭司的仆人就用手掌打耶稣。
And then at this time, a servant of the high priest hit, struck Jesus.
那耶稣说什么？耶稣说：“如果我说的不是，你就指证那个不是；如果我说的对，你为什么要打我呢
？”And Jesus responded, "If I said something wrong, testify to what is wrong. But if I spoke the truth, why did you strike me?"
所以主耶稣挨了打以后，并不说你打得好，再把这脸给你打，没有啊。
So Jesus himself didn't say after getting struck once, he didn't say keep on striking.
主耶稣是给他讲道理。
What Jesus did was he started to talk to him logically.
我说的不对，你就指出不对；我说的对，你为什么要打我
？And says that if I'm wrong, you tell me where I went wrong. But if I'm saying something that's correct, then why are you striking me?
使徒保罗也是这样的。
And Paul did the same thing.
大家还记得在使徒行传十六章。他和那个希拉这个到了这个腓立比的时候不是被最后根本没有审问他们就被打了还关到监狱里吗
And if you remember in Acts chapter 16 Paul and Silas went to Philippi and without any reason they were jailed
最后这个当时的这个长官知道他是罗马人心里就害怕了
But at that time, once the Roman commander at that time recognized that he himself was a Roman citizen, he was with fear.
就让偷偷想让他们就走了就算。
And they wanted to let him go.
保罗说我是罗马人都没有审问我就先打了我现在偷偷让我走这是不可以的让你们长官来跟我说清楚。
And then Paul says that they beat us publicly without a trial, even though we are Roman citizens, threw us in prison. But now, to get us quietly, no, this is not right.
所以我们从整本圣经来看，主耶稣讲的打右脸接左脸，就是一个精神，就是我们不要以恶去对恶。
And so if we understand the true concept of what it means to strike, to turn your left cheek after being struck on the right cheek, is that we need, we should not treat evil with evil. And this is about relationships.
那如果当一个基督徒看见有人正在行凶杀人的时候，我们要不要制止这个杀人犯的行为？
Another example is, as a Christian, if you see somebody committing a crime, should you stop it?
当然要制止了。
Of course you should stop it.
你不能因为爱这个杀人的，你不爱这个被杀的吧？
Just because you love the person that is committing the crime, but you don't love the person that's being killed.
当我们一个国家被外族入侵的时候，基督徒要不要起来反呢？
When we as citizens of this nation is being invaded by other nations, should we come up and fight for the nation? Of course we need to stand.
我们不能因为爱这些敌人，我们就不爱我们的同胞。
Just because we love the enemies, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't love the people ourselves.
但是当他们放下武器，不再作恶的时候，我们就不要再以恶去对待他。
However, when they put down their weapons and they're in the peace treaty, then we should not treat them with evil.
所以伊底拉和用这种隐藏的办法救了探子，正是他信心的表现。
So Rahab, through her actions to save the spies, was because it was an action of faith. It was.
所以亚瑟在他的雅各书第2章25到26节也说，妓女拉和接待使者，又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是一样因行为称义吗？ 身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
So therefore in James chapter 2, verse 25 and 26 it states, In the same way, we not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteousness, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
所以基尼拉和雅各讲，基尼拉和通过 他拯救这两个探子，那表明什么？他是靠行为称义，但是这个行为从哪来的呢？是因为他先信耶和华是天地万物的上帝。
So Rahab, her action of saving the spies seems to be saying that it is that she was justified by her work. But where did this work come from? This work came because of her faith that God was the God of heaven and the Lord of the earth.
那么在马路加福音第7章36节到38节还记载了一个妇女，她是这样说的：有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就来到法利赛人家里坐席。那城里有一个女人，是一个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盆着香膏的玉瓶，站在耶稣的背后，挨着他的脚哭。 眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。
And so there's a recording in the book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 36 through 38. And it says this. Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a simple life in the town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them.
但是最后的这一系列行为完了以后，主耶稣紧接着跟他说一句什么话？耶稣对那女人说：“你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。”
And then some interactions occurred in between, but in Luke chapter 7, verse 50, it says this. Jesus said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
前边这个女人的一系列的行为，实际在主耶稣就通过这个行为看见了她的信，直接她被拯救。
So as we read earlier, the action, the work that this woman has done, it was through her work that Jesus sees the faith that she has.
所以雅各有一段话啊，他说，在2章18节他说，必有人说你有信心，我有行为，你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
James chapter 2 verse 18, someone will say you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do.
但是这段经文是比较难解的。
But this is a very difficult verse to understand.
因为不知道这句话是说话的人是谁，而且从哪儿开始，从哪儿结束。
And the thing is, we don't know who that someone was. We don't know the context in which this verse, this sentence was stated.
所以对这一节经文有很多不同的解释。
So there are many different interpretations.
那我个人比较认同的一种解释呢，是认为这一节经文是一个讽反讽的语气，讽刺的语气。
And for my personally, I think that it is ironic. It is irony that they that she.
那他雅各的意思就是说，如果你说你没有行为，你就说你有信心的话。就好像有人说我有行为就一定有信心一样，实际都是不合理的。
So what James is saying is that if you don't have any behaviors, if you don't have any works, but you say that you have faith, it is the same as saying that if I have works, that means I must have faith.
有了信心必须要有行为是不错的。
If you have faith, it is true that you will have works.
但是有了行为一定是出于信心的吗？
But if you have works, does it mean it comes out of faith?
也不一定呢。
That's not necessary.
大家还记得在哥林多前书那个十三章讲的爱的身体的那一大段经文里边。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it talks about what the definition of love is.
他可以舍己。
That he is willing to offer sacrifice.
他可以做很多的好事。
That he is willing to do all these good deeds.
如果不是出于爱。
But if it's not out of love.
那这个行为都是空的，没有用的。
Then none of these has any value.
所以我们从这一期就看到，而且我们看到这个在福音书马太福音二十五章，主耶稣讲到了山羊和绵羊的比喻。
And if we look at the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 25, we see the parable or the comparison between the sheep and the goat.
啊，从表面上来看，好像主耶稣是用人的行为来表示，好像来信的可以得救，来信的不能得救。
And it seems from the first glance of it, it seems like.The parable tells us that it is through behaviors who can be saved, who will not be saved.
但是如果我们联系主耶稣讲的三言和比喻的这个上下文来看，实际那个帮助那些有困难的基督徒，实际在那个大逼迫的情况下。
But we have to understand the context of this, is that it occurred under the great persecution.
他们能够在这个大逼迫当中，能够去关心、照顾，甚至到监狱里边去探那些被关押的基督徒，真是对上帝有信心的一种表现。
And it is during this time persecution that these Christians were able to go to the jail to take care and to visit those who have been imprisoned because of their faith.
所以主耶稣讲的三言和绵羊的比喻，别的不是在讲单单靠行为正义的。
So therefore, the parable of the sheep and the goat is not just talking about actions or behaviors.
但是很有意思的是，那些绵羊都没有认出自己是绵羊。
But what is interesting is that the sheep doesn't recognize that they themselves are sheep.
但是那些山羊都以为自己是绵羊。
But those goats actually thought that they were sheep.
啊，这是很有意思。所以主耶稣讲得很清楚，凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
And that is why in Matthew 7:17, Lord Jesus says that a good tree will bear good fruit, a bad tree will bear bad fruit.
但是我们联系上下文看得见，主耶稣讲的话的意思是针对那些假先知讲的。
And if we look at the context of this passage, this verse, we will know that this is referring to the false prophet.
这个好树结好果子，这个果子不是一些部分的言行，而是指他们所有的行为。就说你可以装一时一世，但是你总有一天也要露出马脚来。
And when it says talking about the fruit that bears out of a tree, it is not talking about one or two good actions, but it talks about your consistency.
所以我们从这些分析我们就看得很清楚，就雅各讲因行为称义，他不是在提倡另外一种称义的途径，就是说不需要靠信心，要靠行为的称义，他只是要告诉我们唯独信心的含义是什么，没有行为的信心是死的。
So what James is saying is that he's not trying to say that you need to add works to faith to be saved. But what he is saying is that you need to understand what it means to be saved by faith and faith alone. It is that without action, the faith itself is dead.
如果你遵守你相信上帝，你一定要有相对的行为表达出来。
If you say that you truly believe in God, then there should be an action that comes with that.
所以雅各说啊，你信神有只有一位，你信的不错，那鬼魔也信。
And that's why the book of James says that believe in God, that's great, but so does the devil, but he believes and he fears and trembles.
大家还记得在福音书里边，当主耶稣有时候要去赶鬼的时候，对不对？那被鬼被附的人一下跑到耶稣面前跪下来，至高神的儿子，你要做什么？你在现在就要灭我们吗？我的时候还没到呢。
And you probably remember some recordings in the gospel in which when Jesus was casting out demons, these demons come before God and said, come before Jesus and said, are you gonna, is it, now is the time that you are gonna take care of?
连这些污鬼都知道耶稣是至高神的儿子。
And even these demons know that Jesus himself was the most high.
那光没有知道没有任何悔改的行为，他这种算信心吗？没有，不是信心。
Just because you have that knowledge, but there is no action, no sense of repentance, is that enough?
所以我们一定要注意，在保罗的思想、雅各的思想，靠行为、靠好行为与有好行为之间要有区别。
And so therefore, when we read and we understand what Paul says, that there is a difference between relying on good works and having good works.
也就是说，没有人能够靠自己的好行为能够在上帝面前称义。
And that is what it's saying is that nobody through their own behavior can be justified or have salvation before God.
但是一个被神称为义的人一定会有相应的好行为表达出来。
But one that has been called by God, who has been justified by God, will have good behaviors.
这就是保罗的思想和雅各的思想都在这儿。
And here we see the concept that Paul is emphasizing as well as the concept that James is emphasizing.
所以好的行为不是称义得救的先决条件。
So in order to be saved, it is not necessary that you have good works.
但它一定是称义得救的必然的结果。
But it is the result of your faith.
我们不是说要有了信心再加上好的行为才能够称义得救。
It is not that you have to have faith and then you need to add good work, then you are justified.
而是说使人称义得救的信心它必然会带出好的行为来。
However, it is the faith that produces, that allows you to be saved, that is in itself will produce good work.
这就是保罗和雅各讲的思想都在这儿。
And here we see both what Paul and James is teaching.
所以保罗讲的义信称义它是从神的角度来看的。对不信的人来说的。
So when Paul talks about justification by faith, he is coming from God's perspective, and he is talking to the people that do not believe.
从上帝来看，对所有的不信的人来讲，你们只要你真正愿意悔改，能够相信我，你们就在我面前称义了。
That if you yourself are willing to turn back and come before God, then you are considered righteous before me.
谈到一个人他的地位的改变，从一个罪人。变成一个义人，这就是称义，是地位改变。
It talks about the status change of a person, that he comes from one that is cursed to one that is considered blessed and righteous.
但是保雅各讲的称义
，But the righteousness that is talking about by James,
他是从人的角度对已经信主的人说的。
But it is from man's perspective, it is talking to believers.
如果说你认为你是信主的人，那么世人就会看了。你是不是真有你的相对的行为表现出来你是一个真正相信主的人呢
？So if you are a Christian and you say that you're a Christian, if the world looks at you, will they see the manifestation of God in your life?
是大家看见保罗讲的因信称义和雅各讲的靠因行为称义，这是两个称义的两个不同的方面。
So when we see Paul's teaching on justification and James.Teaching on justification, we see that it is the same topic, but it's from two different angles.
所以我们会发现，保罗讲的因信称义和雅各讲的因行为称义是这个真理不可分割的两个部分。
So we see that their teaching is not conflicting.
而且保罗在以弗所书第二章八到九节把这两个方面的真理都结合起来。
And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through verse 10, this is where Paul teaches about.
保罗讲，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，讲得很清楚，对不对？得救是恩，是神的恩典，也是因着我们的信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。啊，就是因信称义讲得很清楚。
And so in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 9, it says that for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no man can boast.
所以他说，我们原是他的工作， 在基督耶稣里造成的，唯要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So he continues in verse 10 and says, For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以说一个信徒，他靠着上帝的恩典，靠着自己的信，成为上帝的儿女，因信称义以后，上帝原来是要这些因信称义的人能够有善行表达出来。
So what this is saying is that a person comes to God because of the work of God, because of His grace, and it is through our faith. But after that, it creates us so that we can do good works.
那我昨天已经讲了，那么为什么一个真正相信的人，他就会带出好的行为来呢？
And I kept on asking, yesterday I kind of mentioned this, is why is it that somebody that truly believes will lead to good works?
因为当一个人真正悔改相信上帝的时候，圣灵就会进到我们的心里。
Because when a person repents and truly believes, then the Holy Spirit will indwell within him.
我们有了一个新的生命，就开始要表达。
And we have a new life, and we want to share this new life.
昨天我们谈到了税吏长撒该的改变。
Yesterday we shared about Zacchaeus.
甚至有时候那个失败的见证都能够表明我们生命在改变。
And even through our failures, we can still see that that our life is changing.
有一个弟兄在信主以前，他有一点那个小偷小摸的行为。
And we have I know of a brother who before he became a Christian, he had this habit of stealing from people.
他也不是大偷了，都是别人一个铅笔好啊，一个橡皮擦子好，就装在自个儿兜里。
And it's not like really going and making like stealing big things, but sometimes you'll just see maybe somebody else's pen or something, and you'll take it back.
他信主以后知道圣经的教训，不可贪恋别人的财物，对吧
？Yeah, after he became a Christian, he says that you shall envy and covet other people's stuff.
以后再不偷了。
So he stopped stealing.
结果没想到有一天晚上到半夜，牧师被人敲门敲醒了。
And one day, the pastor, was awakened at night.
赶紧起来开门。
And the pastor opened up the door.
所以有人说什么叫传道人呢？
So what is it, to be a minister?
随传随道的人。
In Chinese, it means that, whatever you're called, that you will show up.
什么时候有事你就得起来。
And regardless of the situation,
半夜，说牧师起来开门一看，看着有事，哦，一看这是这个弟兄。哭得跟那人一样，哇，哭得很伤心，那一定是出什么大事了，半夜来找牧师。
And the pastor opened up the door and saw his brother outside crying.
然后牧师赶紧把他请进来，让他坐下，给他倒一杯水，
yeah.
说你出什么事了，慢慢说，慢慢说。
And the pastor invited the brother into the house and gave him a cup of water and said, "Share with me slowly what has happened."
他说，牧师，你说我得救了吗？
He says, "Pastor, have I really been saved?"
我是基督徒吗？
Am I truly a Christian?
那牧师说你出什么事了？怎么问这个问题呢？
And the pastor asked, what happened? Why are you asking such a question?
他说你看我信主一天，有一天小偷小摸，信主以后我就知道这不对，就不再偷，不再偷，不再摸了。
And says before I became a Christian, I used to take things from that did not belong to me. And after I became a Christian, I stopped that.
牧师说很好啊。
Right? The pastor's response was, that's good.
他说可是啊，今天白天。我看见别人那样东西实在太好，禁不住诱惑，又装我兜里了。
But this morning, when I was out there, I saw somebody else's stuff, and it really was very attractive, so I took it by accident.
回到家里越想越不对。
But when I got home, the more I thought about, the more wrong I thought.
怎么睡也睡不着。
I was not able to sleep.
我赶紧就来找你了。
So that I came to you.
我都不知道，我都信了主，我怎么还能够又去拿那样的东西呢？
I said, like, now I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, how can I still take other people's stuff?
牧师听完以后才放心了，以为出了多大的事。
Pastor, after hearing the story, was relieved because he thought something really bad happened.
牧师就问说，弟兄啊，你在信主以前，你是偷到东西哭啊，还是偷不到东西哭呢？
So the pastor asked this question was, before you became a Christian,When did you cry? Did you cry because you were able to get something or when you were not able to get it?
他说我信主以前当然偷了别人东西很高兴啊，偷不到就不高兴，就好像自个儿丢了东西一样。
And for myself, before I became a Christian, when I was able to take other people's stuff, I was happy. But when I didn't get it, it seemed like I lost something that was mine.
那这牧师就问，那为什么今天你信了主，你偷了东西你反倒要哭呢？
And so then the pastor asked this question. Now today that you yourself have taken somebody else's stuff, but why are you crying?
说明圣灵在你的心里叫你为罪为义为审判自己责备自己。
And the truth is that after you became a Christian, the Holy Spirit indwells in you and he will convict you of your sin and your unrighteousness.
所以你是已经得救的弟兄了，好好靠着圣灵的大能活出一个全新的生命。
So you are a saved person.So by the faith of, by the works of the Holy Spirit, that you will live a life like this.
所以我们看到，即使有时候我们在软弱当中，也能看得见一个真正重生的人，他的罪、道德观、价值观在开始改变。
But the truth is, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, is that our viewpoint, our worldview changes.
所以一个真正相信上帝的人，如果真的相信了。圣灵进到他的心里，他一定有相对的好行为要表达出来。
So therefore, if a person believes, truly believes, and the Holy Spirit indwells within him, then he will have works that good works.
如果有人说他是他信了主了
，But if a person says that he believes,
他的言行和信主以前一点变化都没有
，And you see no changes in his life.
那究竟他是不是真信呢
？Does he truly believe?
我们虽然不能去评断他，但是他自己好好成长。
So we do not judge, but I think that individual needs to be truthful and to meditate on that.
很多年以前，我到一个州去讲道。
And many years ago, I went to preach.
一个接待的弟兄，他原来跟我都在Ohio大学，我做博士后的，他在那边念硕士研究生。
And I was staying at a brother's house that after I graduated, he was still a student there.
他接待我住在他家。
And he invited me to spend the night at his house.
他提前就打电话告诉我。
And he called me in the head.
说他的父亲正来美国来看他。
And he said that his father was coming to America to visit him.
父亲在国内是一个军人。
And that his father was a military officer.
来了他住了几个月了。
And he's been living there for a few months.
这个教会的聚会都参加。
And he's been to all these different church meetings.
但是从来不表态。
But he has never expressed where he stands for God.
也不批评。
He never criticizes.
也不表示赞成。
And he doesn't agree.
也不愿意觉知。
Nor does he say that he's willing to believe.
一句话都没有。
But he has no opinion.
他说你来了能不能跟我父亲好好谈一谈。
And he says that after you come, can you speak to my father for me?
哎呀我这个人就没这个恩赐。
For myself, I don't have this gift.
不能见了一个人就跟他谈福音。
I cannot come up to a person and start sharing the gospel.
我很佩服很多弟兄姊妹啊，到马路上就开始发单枪，我这不行，我张不开嘴。
I'm very envious of brothers and sisters that are able to start passing out tracts on the road.
我总是要跟他接触一段啊，了解一段，大家好像成了朋友一样，然后我再慢慢的给他讲福音。
For me, I have to build up that relationship, get to know him a little bit more before I can share the gospel with him.
我说就这样吧，我说反正住你们家里，我们慢慢看吧，看看神怎么带领。
And so since I'm staying at your house, then well, let's see what God is going to do.
然后我就去了。
And so I went there.
去了以后，果然我们的聚会，他的爸爸都参加。
And while I was there, all the meetings, his father was there.
也是和以前一样，没有任何表态。
And it's like before, he never would express his opinion.
我呼召信主呢，他也不举手。
When I had an altar call, he wouldn't.
一句话 ，no comment， 哈，什么话都不说。
And he would not say anything, no comment.
然后礼拜六哈，就像这个礼拜六，下午是一个培灵会。
And like on a Saturday, like today, in the afternoon there was a revival meeting.
他就问他父亲要不要去。
And then he asked his father if he's going.
父亲说我要去。
And his father said, yes, I'm going.
那儿子跟他讲，这个可不是布道会啊，这是培灵会。
And for himself, he said that this is not evangelist event.
他说培灵会我也去。
But it's a revival meeting.
结果他也去了。
So they went.
那天我也是讲到行为和信心的关系。
And I talked about works and faith.
一个真正信主的人，他一定要有相对的行为。
And I believe, I stated that a person that truly believes in Christ will have the works that.
而且教会一直是真假基督徒并存的。
And so within the church, there are true and there are false Christians.
连传道人都可能有假的。
And there could be false teachers.
你看马太福音主耶稣讲了，当有天他再来的时候，有人说主啊主啊，我不是奉你的名传道赶鬼吗？信各样的义人吗？主会说我不认识你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And that's why in the book of Matthew, Jesus himself said that in the most 10 days, people will come to see me and say, have I not taught in your name? Have I not cast out demons and healed in your name? And then Jesus himself will say, be gone, I do not know you, for you are doers of evil.
虽然我们人的智慧有限,
even though we are limited in our understanding,
我们不能去论断谁是真的假的,
we ourselves cannot judge who is right and wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹千万不能说, 哎, 你怎么这样啊? 我看你是假的吧。
And therefore, we as brothers should not go to somebody else and say, how could you have such a behavior? Are you truly a Christian?
最好我们的办法是就事论事，弟兄姊妹，我觉得这点做的不对啊，应该按照圣经的教导就好了。下边那个不要去论断别人是真的假的。
And I think the best way that we can act is we can approach a brother in law and talk about the situation and say, this is what God teaches and you decide.
但是一定有假的。
But you must say that.
最后大审判的时候都会显示。
Because in the final judgment, these things will all be revealed.
所以不是一个口称自己是一个基督徒的人，他最后就一定能够和上帝在一起。
It is not one that claims that he is a Christian that one day will necessarily mean that that day he will be with God.
我那天讲完这篇道以后，回到他的家里。
After I preached that day when we got home.
哦，这个老人的话匣子打开了。
And,
他开始说话了。
And this elder gentleman, the father, started to shift.
哦，他说原来基督教还是很公平的。
And it says that Christian, even Christianity, it's a fair religion.
他一说这句话，大家不知道他在说什么。
And when he made that statement, nobody knew what he was saying.
他说你们知道吗？他说我的姐夫就是一个传道人。
And this is what he said. Did you know that my brother-in-law himself was a minister?
那都在四九年以前了。
And this is before 1949.
所以你看我说话现在都稍微中性一点了。四九年以前，你不要说解放以前，人家说沦陷以前啊，就搞不清楚了。所以就四九年以前啊，就知道这个是开始变化了。
And so what I'm saying is happened before 1949 without any political interest.
四九年以前，他姐夫就是一个传道人。
Before the year 1949, his brother-in-law was a minister.
他就知道他的姐夫常常在家里虐待他的姐姐。
And he knew that his brother-in-law abused his sister.
经常打骂。
Oftentimes he scolded him and he even beat her.
常常是打完他姐姐就去教会讲道。
And after beating his sister, he would go to church.
他从小就看见他了。
So ever since he was young, he saw this being.
这种人他也说他是基督徒。
And this person says that he himself is.
这种人他也说他也上天堂。
And this person says that he will go to heaven.
我宁可下地狱也不和他在一起。
I'd rather go to hell than to be with that person.
他也觉得基督教不公正了，外面一些光明堂皇的，他最后他就可以上天堂了。
And so therefore he believed that Christianity, the Christian faith, was one that was without justice.
那一天，他把心门打开了。
That day he opened his heart.
我带他做决志祷告，悔改归向上帝。
I led him to Christ. We went through repentance, and he became a Christian.
当然，我们在这不是去论断他的姐夫是真基督徒还是假基督徒。
The purpose of the story is not to judge whether or not his brother-in-law is a Christian or not a Christian.
他自己知道，上帝也知道。
He himself knows.
但是你看见，你一个真正的信仰一定要有相对的行为表达出来。
But if you have true faith, then there will be true works.
如果我们的行为和我们的这个信心完全不相称。那我们真正要好好的审查我们这个信仰是不是真的。
So however, if our works do not match to our faith, then we really need to evaluate whether or not we have true faith.
而且对称义来说，还有另外一个角度我们要来谈。
In terms of justification, there's another angle that we should examine.
就是我们地位的称圣和我们生活上地位的称义和生活的称义还是有区别的。
That there is a difference in terms of our position before God, in terms, and then compared to how we live our lives in this world.
当我们悔改归向上帝的时候，那一刻我们的地位就发生变化了。
That moment of repentance, that moment of acceptance, our position before God has changed.
我们就从一个罪人变成一个义人，上帝算我们是义人。
God considers us a righteous man. We are no longer sinners.
但是我们的生命真正要成为圣洁，还需要一个过程。
But for our lives to live a life that is righteous or of holy, it still requires a time of a period.
我记得我那时候在 Cleveland 刚信主不久。
After I became a Christian, while in Cleveland,
有一次我们请了一个外地的讲员来讲道。
And there was an outside speaker that came to share.
他在讲这个彼得前书，啊，讲你们是君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度和属神的子民，啊，讲这一段。
And in 1 Peter chapter 2, he talks about that you are a holy nation, you are a righteous priest.
不知道他怎么知道我刚信主，结果他一下叫洪敏成，你站起来。
And I do not know why he knew that I was a Christian, but he called out my name and told me to stand up.
他说，你认为你是圣徒吗？
He says that, do you believe that you yourself is chosen?
哎呀，当时我就很难回答，我觉得应该是吧。
And my response was, I'm not so sure, but I said, I think so.
他说，但是我觉得好像还不够条件。
But I think that I have not fulfilled those.
他说，你糊涂。
He says that you're confused.
我说我是糊涂。
I says I'm not clear, yes.
当时就没有把这个地位的称义和生活的称义把它分开。
Because at that time, I wasn't able to separate what it means to be positionally versus how I behave.
对一个真正相信上帝的人来说，他已经一次性的在地位上已经称义了，从罪人变成义人。
So for a believer, the minute he believes,positional before God is that he has gone from a sinner to become one that's righteous.
这个圣这个含义一个很重要的含义就是被上帝分别出来归向上帝。
And for a person to be justified means that a person has been set aside for God.
所以对一个真正信主的人来说我们已经是圣徒。
So from God's standpoint that we are indeed Christians.
但是我们的道德我们的生命的品质还没一下达到圣徒这么高圣洁的水平。
A saint is one that has been separated for God, and then the thing is, but that is our position before God, but our behavior might not necessarily be there yet.
怎么样让我们的生命的品质能够和这个圣徒的地位相称，这是我们一辈子要努力。
So for our life, what we need to strive for is how our behavior can slowly be equal to the position which we are saints.
所以我们这样看就很清楚，好的行为不是得救的先决条件，但是是得救的必然的结果。
So in conclusion, I would like to state this, is that good works is not an ingredient for salvation, but rather it is a result of salvation.
不是信心要加上好的行为，乃是信心必然会带出好的行为来。
It is not that salvation is with faith plus works, but it is that your faith will lead to good works.
所以我们的信心不能够单单存在头脑里。
So that is why our faith should not just be an intellectual exercise.
所以信要从我们的头进入我们的心。
So faith comes from our head into our heart.
所以保罗在加拉太书五章六节告诉我们，原来在基督耶稣里受割礼不受割礼完全无功效，唯独使人发生仁爱的信心才有功效。
And as when Galatians 5 verse 6 Paul writes, For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision nor circumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
是这个信心不是一个空的东西。
So therefore, faith is not something that's empty words.
真正的信心一定要生出仁爱，生才能够爱上帝、爱人，这个信心才是真的。
True faith will always express out itself in love, love toward God, love toward men. It will be shown. This is true faith.
在哥罗西书的二章六节，保罗也说：“你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行。”在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领受的教训，感谢的心也增长。
And so in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7, it's written, So then just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and builded up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
所以信心一定要带出行为来的。
So therefore faith will lead to good works.
有一些参观者到华盛顿去参观这个美国那个造钱的 coin 的那个工厂啊，铸造那个硬币的这个工厂。
So some visitors went to Washington DC to see how they mint coins.
他们就到了那个铸造车间，就是要浇灌那个钱币的那个车间去了。
And so they went to the one and looked at these machines that are minting the coins.
然后那个工人就对他们讲，他说你看，铸造钱币的核心已经在这个炉子里烧红，都烧成烧化了，都是红的那个液体了，温度非常的高。
And so the worker says to the visitors says that the mixture of the material that is going to be poured in, they have already under high pressure and high temperature they have been mixed together.
但是呢，他这个旁边放了一桶水，凉水放在那个旁边。
However, there's also a pail of cold water next to it.
他说啊，你别看这融化的合金温度这么高，如果你把你的手放在这个水桶的水的下边。然后我把这个融化的合金从炉子里倒下来，通过水，然后到你的手心，不会把你烧坏。你们信不信？
And it says, would you believe this? Is that even though the material itself is liquefied, it's under such high heat, but if you put it in the water, and by the time it comes to the bottom of the the barrel or the pail itself, if you put your hand on it, you will not get burned.
大家都说信。
And people said they believe.
那他就说好，这个来试，你来试一下好吗？
And he said that, hey, brother, would you come and try it out yourself?
他说不，我宁可相信人的，我就不用试了。
And he says, I believe, but I don't need to test that myself.
另外一个女士说，既然我相信，我就敢试。
And by another woman said, lady said that, if I believe, I'm going to try it.
他们一袖一点起来，就把手就放在那个水下边。
And so for her, she justrolled up her sleeves and put her hand inside underneath the water.
就看见那工人把那个融化的那个合金从炉子里倒出来，冲过水到他的手心。
And we see that the worker started pouring the metal into the water and it came into her hand.
真的没有烧坏的。
And she didn't get burned.
这个工人说，这个女士是真信。
This worker made a statement was that this lady truly believed.
这个男士信没信我不知道。
This gentleman, I'm not sure whether or not he believed.
你信了你怎么不敢呢？对不对？
If you believe, why are you afraid?
所以他信心一定会带出行为来的。
So therefore, faith, true faith, will lead to good works.
那我有一天我要去接一个人开一辆车，我说你信不信我这车就挺好的，不会出毛病。
And one day I went to pick up a friend and I said to my friend, do you believe that our car is safe?
你信不信我会开车?
Do you believe that I know how to drive?
都信。
Yes, I believe.
请你上来吧。不坐。
Could you come and sit on the passenger side?
你说他是真信吗? 就是真信。
Do you really think that he's true?
是这个信心他一定要通过你的行为才能表达你是真的信还是假的信。就这么简单。
To show whether or not a person truly has faith, it needs to be expressed.Sometimes in the word.
所以保罗也是这样讲，你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行，就这么简单的。
So that's why it says Paul writes, since just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him.
那既然耶稣是我们的主，我们是仆人，当然仆人听主人的嘛。
If He is our Master and our Lord, and we are His slave or servant, shouldn't we be listening to Him?
但是我们常常不是这样。
But in reality, that's not how we are.
主啊，我把什么事儿都安排好了。
Lord, I've prepared everything already.
你就来成就我这些事儿吧。
To fulfill what I desire.
请问谁是主啊？
Let me ask you, who's the Lord here?
常常我们变成了主。
Oftentimes we are the
Lord. 主变成我们的神父阿拉德。
And then, God himself becomes our ladder.
就是求神帮助我们，这个信息一定要从头脑里面进入心里边去。
So may God help us so that this faith will go from our head knowledge to our heart.
我有一次在台湾去服侍，就有参加他们这个大专院校的福音营。
And once I had the opportunity to go back to Taiwan to lead a gospel camp in the university.
最后结束以后也有个问题解答。
And at the end of the time, and we had a question and answer session.
结果有一个慕道朋友就问了一个问题。
And we had a speaker that was asking them.
他说我觉得基督教信仰挺好的。
He says, I think that Christianity is pretty good.
但是我就不愿意做那种典型的基督徒。
But what I don't want to do is I don't want to become a typical Christian.
我就不太懂这句话了，什么叫典型的基督徒啊？
Why didn't I understand what does the word typical Christian mean?
当时我就答不出来，刚好一个台湾的同工坐在我旁边。
And I couldn't answer that, though, but however, a coworker of mine was saying it to me. And so I asked him, do you know what a typical Christian is?
哦, 他就问, 他说,
and so he defined, like, is this what you mean by a typical Christian?
两个人见面了,
two people come together.
都不认识吧,
they don't know.
啊, 对方就一个人问你, 哎, 请问你贵姓啊?
And so the conversation starts, what is your name?
我姓耶稣。
what do you believe? What they're playing on words, what do you believe? I believe in Jesus.
请问你家住哪里啊?
May I ask, where do you live?
我住在基督里。
I live in Christ.
三句话不离基督。
And everything that they say is without, cannot be Jesus.
但是生命和一般人一点不同都没有。
But in terms of the way they live their lives, it's no different from the world.
就是把基督挂在嘴上，而没有活在自己的心里，不仅不在行为都彰显出来。他说：“是不是就这种基督？”啊，对对对，就是这种基督。
Now Jesus, now the typical Christian to this person was one that who uses Jesus as a slogan, who always says praise the Lord, or does everything, or says everything that is right, but.
所以求主帮助我们，以信一定要从头脑进入心里。
So therefore, may God help us that our understanding of Christ goes from our head knowledge to our heart.
不仅在理性上要有认知，而且包括我们意志要降服这个主，要对主有委身，把生命的主权交给我们的主，为他而活，这才是真正的信仰。Not
only are we to understand and to know Him, but it also means that we are willing to submit ourselves and to allow ourselves to submit before our Christ, and we are willing to let the ownership of our life to be led by Jesus.
求主帮助我们。
Really, we need God's help.
所以我们从这一段，保罗的因行为称义，因信称义，雅各的因行为称义，这都是真理的两个部分，非常重要，绝对不是矛盾。So
today we talked about the two sides of the truth of what faith is. Well, from one side, we see Paul teaching us that we are saved by, we are justified by faith, and from James' perspective, we are justified by works.
所以，对于圣经的权威、圣经无误的这个观点，我们一定非常的要注意。
So we need to believe in the inerrancy of the Bible, or in other words, that the Bible is without error.
圣经无误的这个教义是基督教最重要、最基本的教义。
One of the most basic doctrines of Christianity is the inerrancy of the Bible, which is, means the Bible without any.
我们所有对上帝的认识，对上帝救恩的认识，世界的来历，将来世界的大的结局，都是从圣经来的。Because
all our understanding in terms of what God has done, what God is going to do, comes from Scripture.
我们认为圣经没有错误，这不是一个归纳性的结论。也就是说，不是我们把圣经的每一章、每一节、每一句话都读懂、都去验证了没有错，所以我们说圣经没有错。
For us to understand that the Bible is without error doesn't mean that we go through every verse and we verify the truthfulness of it.
实际上不可能每一句话都去验证的。
Because we can't verify every single verse.
耶和华六天创造天地万物，你怎么去验证？
God created the heaven and the earth in 6 days.
耶稣行了很多神迹奇事，怎么去验证？
How do you verify that Jesus performed all these miracles?
所以圣经无误的这样一个教义，不是一个归纳性的结论，而是一个推演性的结论。
So the concept of the inerrancy of the Bible is not something, is something that is not just, it's something that is not just accepted but, or experienced, but rather it's something that, that we come to the conclusion of. Because God Himself is without error. And because Scripture, all Scripture is breathed by God. So therefore, the Scripture is without error.
我们有了圣经无误这个观点，更进阶的去读圣经，就能够更多从圣经里得到更多的启示，越来越相信圣经没有错误。And
if we truly understand this, or we believe this, the more we study the Bible, the more we verify the Bible, the more it becomes true.
但是2000年来，圣经受到各种各样的批判遭遇。But
during the past 2,000 years, people are trying to disprove the Bible.
凡是认为圣经只是一本人写的书的教会，一定没有权威。
If a church believes that the word of God or scripture is only written by men, then this church is without any power, without any authority.
你看，从启蒙运动以后，整个西欧的教欧洲的教会垮得一塌糊涂，就是把圣经的权威打掉了。
Once we started criticizing, have a hard criticism of the Bible, then we could see that the churches in Europe start falling.
是我用一本用了五年的时间写一本书《圣经的权威》，就是在谈这个问题。
So therefore, in the back, I have a book I spent about 5 years writing. It's called The Authority of Scripture.
感谢主，我们华人教会受到神的恩典，所以我们的圣经无误这个问题的坚持还比较好。
I thank God that among Chinese churches that we believe that we do believe in the inerrancy of the Bible.
但是也很令人担忧。
But I'm starting to worry.
不少从所谓西方神学院毕业然后回到华人教会侍奉的有的人就是认为圣经是有错误的。
And from some of them maybe more liberal seminaries that they graduate from it, they believe that there are errors within the Bible.
这也是因为促使我写这本书的一个重要原因。
And this is one of the reasons why I wrote this book.
所以求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
所以在主圣经在以赛亚书66:2说耶和华上帝说但我所看顾的就是虚心痛悔因我话而战惊的人因上帝的话而战惊
And that's why in Isaiah 66:2 it's written This is the one I esteem He who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word And it is because of his word
主耶稣在约翰福音12:48也说主说弃捐我不领受我话的人有审判他的就是我所讲的道在末日要审判他
John chapter 12:48 it says there is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my word the very word which I spoke was to condemn him at the last day
所以求主帮助我们对上帝的话语多一份战兢我们能够忠心地传讲遵循上帝的话让我们能够讨上帝的喜悦让我们每一个弟兄姊妹让我们的教会都不断地在真理的根基上被建造
And so therefore may God help us so that we will revere the word of God we will truthfully and with integrity continue to follow the teaching of scripture then we will be pleasing in God's sight
让我们每一个弟兄姊妹都在自己的岗位上能够活出真的信心所带出来的仁义带出来的好行为把真正上帝的救恩能够传递给更多的人
and wherever we are in life today wherever we work may we be able to through the faith that God has given us or through the faith that we have in God we will be able to live a life that reveals who he is
求主帮助我们
may God help us
好我们一起祷告
let's pray together
天父我们谢谢你谢谢你这样爱我们
Father we thank you for loving us
你用这么重大的代价买赎了我们
What a great price you paid so that we will be saved
求你帮助我们每一位弟兄姊妹
Help every one of us here
我们能在你的话语上在你的真理上不断的建造
That we will continue to be rooted and build up in your word
我们的信心一天一天的增强
Our faith will grow stronger and stronger daily.
能够真正按照主所教训的去行。
And that we will live our life according to your teaching.
能够扩张你的国度。
To expand your kingdom.
彰显你的荣耀。
To expand and to show the world your glory.
讨你的喜悦。
So that you yourself will be pleased.
谢谢主。
So we thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.